now we're going to talk with Sandy Welch about EKC, which is Emma Kaufman Camps, Circle Camps. These are camps designed for grieving children, along with former campers and current counselors who are going to join us in a minute. But first, we're going to talk a little bit with Sandy about how these camps came into being and some of the activities that take place there. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
And tell me a little bit first about yourself. Where are you from, and how did this all come about?
I'm a Pittsburgher, and the greatest gift my parents gave me were my years at summer camp. It was a haven for me. I was 5'9" in third grade, and I needed a safe place. After 10 years as both a camper and a counselor at my camp in Maine, I left, but I always wanted to do something there for girls who sort of needed a safe place. And 9/11 was the catalyst for Circle Camps for Grieving Children.
Interesting. And your first cohort of students, I guess, were many of them students that were impacted, whose families were impacted by 9/11?
Actually, none, because the first camp, our pilot program, was in Maine. It turned out to be a program for grieving girls, but we never had a 9/11 camper.
And how old were the girls that you served?
We started with 9 and 10 and 11-year-olds. And over the years, we've gone from 9 to 12 is one of our programs. It's a camper program. 13 and 14 is a team program. 15 and 16 is counselors in training. 17 and 18 is leadership training, and after that, campers come back to us as counselors.
It must be remarkable for kids. Are boys involved as
no,
well?
No, this is just for girls.
So it must be pretty remarkable for girls to be able to connect with other girls that are going through similar stages of grief and to meet people that they've never met before. Can you sort of explain some of the magic that happens?
That is the beauty of the program, because at home a young girl might be the only girl in her class who doesn't have a dad, but at camp everybody has experienced the loss of a parent, and it's a community that gets built very quickly. With a dedicated group of counselors, compassionate counselors, and young girls, all of whom are in need of a place to talk and to heal. A circle camp is sort of a wondrous thing.
So to be certain that I understand, all of the campers are girls, and they've all lost a parent.
Yes.
Is that correct? So
yes.
Their mom or dad. Do the parents interact at all? Because they also have a common bond or grief, and while they may have other resources, do you provide any opportunities for them to meet?
Not specifically. This is sort of a separate space for the girls. They can share it or not when they get home. But coincidentally, we've had two marriages within the Circle community of parents who met at our bus stops in Boston. So I guess we're providing some sort of a space for them.
Well, that's great. Where are the campsites?
Our pilot program is in Sweden, Maine, and that's called Circle of Chapawingo. And our local program is Circle of EKC in Morgantown, West Virginia.
And that will draw from, I would imagine, the Pittsburgh area as well as other relatively nearby locations?
We draw from Philadelphia, from Baltimore, from D.C., and a little bit from Northern Virginia.
Okay, from Pittsburgh as well?
Yes, okay. From Pittsburgh.
So that's good to know. We'll give you information about how you can learn more about the camp in a minute, but first we have a pair of sisters. They're here right now. I think I've got Rachel. Rachel, are you there?
I am.
Hi, and then your sister Jess, is she there?
Yes, I'm here.
We've got you both. Chess is in 12th grade at Sturgis West Charter Public School in Hyannis. And I understand you're at UMass Dartmouth. Is that right, Rachel?
Yes, it is.
And you attended this camp and greatly benefited from it. I'm going to start with you, Jess. Can you tell us a little bit about what were the circumstances that brought you to the camp and how some of your early interactions with the camp went?
Yeah, so my dad passed away when I was 5 years old, and I believe I've been going to this camp for, this summer is going to be my 8th year, and we heard about the camp through one of the grief programs that we are in near my house in Plymouth. And through that, we actually have another sister who's older than me but younger than Rachel. So she was she went there, and then I was a little too scared to go away from my mom when I first heard about the camp. But eventually, I believe when I was 9, I started going. And it's such an amazing camp because you meet girls who are going through the same exact thing you are going through, because at home I didn't really have any classmates that could relate to losing a parent. And they would say, I know what you're going through, but really in reality they didn't know what I was going through. So really circle camps just allowed me to connect with other people who knew exactly how I felt at that time.
And you're 5 years old when you first go. And were there other 5-year-olds there, other kids your age?
So I was actually 9 when I went there.
Okay, so you went 4 years after your father passed away?
Yes.
Okay. Were there other kids about the same age as you?
Yeah, so you're paired with girls your own age when you get there in the bunks. So it's nice because throughout the years I've been with girls in the same age group as me and within the same grade. So really we've just all grown up together within the camp.
Let me turn to Rachel, who is Jess's older sister, one of Jess's older sisters. And can you tell me a little bit about how your entrance to camp was? Did you start the same year as your sister did?
I actually started a few years before she was able to be old enough to go to the camp. I went the summer after my father had passed away, and I started when I was 10 years old.
When you came back from camp, did you learn anything that you were able to share with your sister or that benefited her, even though she couldn't go on the first, she wasn't old enough to go yet? Was it helpful to have some of the information?
I think it was definitely helpful, especially for Jess, because she was a little bit of a quieter child, and to hear that one of her sisters had gone through the program and really enjoyed it. And I mean, when you talk about tubing on a lake in the summertime, how can you as a kid not want to go to a program like that? But it was also really incredible because we were able to share that empathetic connection with our peers that were also going to the camp, and to say that I've been to this camp and I think it'll help with your process is really helpful as a child, I think, to hear your older sisters and going through this program to really benefit them in the long run.
What do you think some of the feelings are that the camp helps girls acknowledge and cope with? Does anything come to mind from your experiences there as girls who lost their dad, but also as counselors?
Well, one of the really important things about the camp to realize is that being a 10, 11, 12, 13, up until like you're 17 years old, you're also going through that wonderful time of middle school and high school, and there's a lot of changes and a lot of feelings that you have just being a regular teenager in general. But having that additional level of kinship with your friends from camp who are also going through these different things. Like, for example, when I went to prom for the first time, I never got to take pictures with my father. And that was one of the things that a lot of girls my age at my school in Plymouth, they didn't really understand or they couldn't really empathize with. But I knew that my friends from Circle would be right there with me, and they would say things like, oh, you know, I feel this way too. And it added a deeper relationship and bond with your friends, and it helped you with your coping mechanisms as well. And I see that every day when I'm at Circle camps in the summertime.
Jess, anything to add?
Yeah, so I feel like within Circle camps, one of the main messages is that you're not alone, because going along with what Rachel said about changes within middle school and high school, I know that last summer at camp I expressed that I was nervous about finding rides to school since my mom would be working and both of my sisters would be away at college. So that obviously stressed me out on top of, and we could relate about not having that second parent where other kids don't even have to think about worrying about that because they have both parents right there always giving them rides to school.
That's a really great observation, because when you lose one parent, you lose a bit of the other too, because he or she may have a little less time for you or might just have a much more complicated life, but also he or she is going through grief as well. So there's an impact on that end too. As counselors, it sounds like you've been able to impact a lot of people. Without mentioning names, of course, are there any stories you can share about what's made it rewarding to be a counselor?
Oh my gosh, it's one of the most rewarding things that I have done in my entire short life thus far. But I look forward to going to Circle camps every summer, because when I'm there, I see girls helping girls. I'm there just as the adult supervision to make sure that they don't run into the lake in the middle of the night. Honest to God, I see these girls making relationships and building bridges and helping each other along the way to finding their own journey through grief, because it's hard to lose your parent at any age, but I think it's especially difficult for young girls to be going through this journey and to think that they're all alone. But once you're at Circle camps, you have these friends who will last you quite literally a lifetime. I'm still in touch with a lot of the girls that I went to camp with all those years ago, and a lot of them have actually come back as counselors because we've seen first in person how big an impact that Circle camps can bring to a lifestyle. I know if I didn't have Circle camps with me when I was growing up, that I probably wouldn't be the person that I am today.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about EKC Circle camps for grieving girls and girls who have lost a mother or father. Jess and Rachel Buchanan are on the telephone with us. They're sisters. Rachel is 21 at UMass Dartmouth. Jess is in 12th grade at Sturgis West Charter Public School in Hyannis. And Cindy Welch is here in studio with us, who is an adult representing the camp. It would be very remiss of me. We have just a few moments remaining. But Rachel, I'm curious what you're studying at UMass. Are you about to graduate this year?
I am. I'm actually studying medical laboratory science. I'm doing my clinical internship right now at Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital in Boston.
And what will happen after graduation for you?
Well, hopefully I find a job in the field. I mean, it's a very prosperous field, and I really enjoy helping people, not necessarily hands-on patient care, but I do like the science behind what I do, and I really enjoy learning about the human body.
And Jess, this is your senior year. Are you looking at college? Do you know what your plans will be next fall?
I'm actually a junior right now.
Oh, okay. But... we have you in 12th grade. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So it might be a little early.
Yeah.
But do you have any career ideas at this point?
As of right now, I'm taking a business class at my school, one of the higher levels, and I do love learning about all the opportunities within the business field because I'm not sure exactly what I want within business because there's so many different options, but I would love to be an entrepreneur of some type or get maybe within the marketing field, but it could all change.
Have you tried to run your own business yet as part of either a school assignment or just for fun?
Not yet, but I know next year when I do become a senior, one of our assignments is that we have to go to a real business near us and we have to work within the business to solve a problem that they have using everything we've learned within the past 2 years. So that should be really interesting.
Well, that sounds terrific. I want to thank you both for being with us. We're going to close up with Sandy in just a moment, but is there anything else, Rachel or Jess, that you would like to say about the EKC Circle Camp experience?
I would really like to emphasize the level of commitment that these counselors put through. I think they're a little bit of the unsung heroes of this camp because I know that when I was a camper, I could always go to my counselors and they would always be there if it be like a helpful word, a piece of advice, or even just a hug. And these are people from across the United States that take out a week of their own personal time every year to change the lives of hundreds of girls. So I really would like to applaud their action. They are the people that I know helped me find a drive to become a counselor in the first place.
Thanks. And Jess, anything from you?
I would just like to thank Circle Camps as a whole for putting me through this program because it's all based on funds we get from other people. So it's all donations that are provided for girls to go to these camps. And really, without the people providing this money, I wouldn't be able to experience it. And it's such an amazing way to go through your grief while having fun at the same time because it still is a summer camp where you get to enjoy playing sports with your friends and going on the lake to tube. However, you still get the process of grieving with other people who are going through the same thing, and that's just really an amazing experience.
Well, thank you. You both are really articulate, and I'm glad this has been such a good experience for you. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
Those are our sisters, Rachel and Jess Buchanan. And Sandy, I understand the camp is 100% free.
Correct.
For girls who are coping with the loss of a parent. How can people get information on enrolling or applying to be part of the camp?
We have a website. And it's circlecamps.org. There's a lot of information about the camps on the website as well as an application.
Excellent. Circlecamps.org is how you can get additional information. I really appreciate your being here today and coordinating our having guests who experienced the camp to describe everything that happened. We just have about 30 seconds or so. Is there anything you wanted to mention that they didn't get a chance to?
No, we have funds for 125 campers at Circle of EKC this summer. Currently, we have about 100 campers signed up. I would hope that people hearing this who are in a position to take advantage of us will get in touch.
Excellent. So if you, and it doesn't have to be a loss that just occurred, it could be a child who lost their mom or dad, you know, 5 years ago or a few years ago, right?
Doesn't matter to us, actually. We have campers who don't remember the parent who died, And sometimes it's a very close loss. Typically it's within no sooner than 6 months, unless the death was expected and the family has had time to begin to prepare for it.
Again, it's ECK.
Circle of EKC.
Circle. Thank you. It's not ECK. It's Circle of EKC.
In Morgantown. And we transport the campers from a central spot in Pittsburgh and Morgantown.
Okay. The website again?
CircleCamps.org.